Listening Mojia Kang Guiyang and Deng's consoles cross-border e-commerce transaction value surges in 2022. B. Get filling or can listen to the following passage three times, then select 10 appropriate words from the 15 options, Lego ban, in the above English-Chinese vocabulary matching table to fill in the blanks. Each word can be used only once, some words may be reused 12 times.
Guiyang Gang Kansong's cross-border e-commerce transaction value surges in 2022 in recent years. Guizhou Kaplong's provincial capital, Aoguiyang, has seized opportunities to construct its cross-border e-commerce comprehensive pilot areas and provide policy support for cross-border e-commerce development through the Belt and Road Initiative and relevant opening up policies. With these efforts, Guiyang and Guinyu area cross-border e-commerce has grown from scratch and made progress in trade scale, business mode, platform construction, and infrastructure construction. Statistics show that currently Guiyang and Gien have more than 12 cross-border e-commerce companies, which have achieved $1.06 billion in transaction volume in 2022, increasing by 112% year-on-year. Last year, Guizhou sent out 34 freight trains on the China Railway Express, transporting more than 270,000 metric tons of cargo. On the 5th of January this year, Guizhou Kaplong's first China Railway Express freight train departed from Guiyang Kaplong's International Dry Port. Guizhou is expected to operate 5 more freight trains this month, carrying more than 330 standard containers, which is expected to increase by 80% year-on-year.
Listening comprehension. 1. What has Guiyang done to support cross-border e-commerce development? 2. How much was the transaction volume of cross-border e-commerce in Guiyang and Gien in 2022? 3. What is the expected increase in freight trains operated by Guizhou this month?